This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. Our top stories first. 185,000 people received COVID-19 vaccine in first phase of immunization program in Nepal. Communications Minister announces to bring relief package for working journalists affected by COVID-19. And thousands gather for second day of protest in Myanmar against military coup. Now, the news in detail. A total of 184,857 people have received the first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine in the first phase of the immunization program held in Nepal. The vaccination program was held after the country received 1 million doses of vaccine as grant from neighboring India. Ministry of Health and Population spokesperson Dr. Jageswar Gautam said the Covishield vaccine was administered to 184,857 persons through 201 vaccination centers set up in different parts of the country. Those receiving the vaccine include 24,224 in Province 1, 25,637 in Province 2, 63,308 in Bagmati Province, 18,472 in Gandaki, 28,941 in Lumbini, 9,420 in Karnali, and 14,855 in Sudur Pashchim Province. The first phase of the vaccination was rolled out by the Ministry of Health and Population on January 27th, and it ended on Saturday. In the first phase, the frontline workers, including health personnel, cleaning staff, security persons directly involved in COVID-19 prevention and treatment initiative were prioritized. Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Parvat Gurung, has announced to bring relief package for the working journalists affected by the COVID-19. Minister Gurung, who is also the government spokesperson, urged the concerned bodies, including the Federation of Nepali Journalists, to furnish suggestions. Speaking at a discussion program on mass media and working journalist policy, program and budget organized by the Ministry of Communication and Information Technology in Kathmandu today, he urged for timely suggestions on policies, programs and budget for the coming fiscal year. The weather, influenced due to impact of westerly wind from Thursday, is improving from today. The weather is said to be improving as the system has already exited from the country. According to meteorologist Sabina Sakya, no weather system is likely to develop in next few days and the temperature is likely to rise as soon as the influence of the western influence is gone. Currently, there is a partial cloud cover in hilly terrain of Province 1. In the hilly areas of the Province 1, the weather will be partly cloudy in the afternoon and the rest of the areas will be generally clear. As per the latest details of Meteorology Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley was 1 degree Celsius and maximum temperature 19 degree Celsius. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Thousands of people have taken to the streets of Myanmar, main city, Yangon, for the second day of protest over the military coup nearly a week ago. Men and women, many of them young, held up pictures of detained leader Aung San Suu Kyi and wore red, the color of her National League for Democracy party. On Saturday, the military shut down the country's internet connections. Police trucks and officers in riot gear were stationed on the streets near Yangon University. So far, the military authorities are not stopping this show of mass defiance. Smaller demonstrations were also reported on Sunday morning in Mawala Mine and Mandalay. Cuba has announced a major reform to its state-controlled economy and allow private businesses to operate in most of the industries. Cuban Labor Minister said the list of the authorized industries has expanded from 127 to more than 2,000 and only a minority of industries would be reserved for the state. The communist country's economy has been hard hit by the pandemic and the U.S. sanctions introduced by the Trump administration. The United States has moved to end agreements with three Central African nations under which former President Donald Trump's administration intended to to send migrants and asylum seekers who arrived at the U.S. border back to those countries. In a statement on Saturday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said President Joe Biden's administration is suspending the accords with the governments of Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras effective immediately. Transfers under the U.S.-Guatemala Accord were paused in mid-March of last year due to COVID-19 pandemic after rights group said hundreds of people were sent back while agreements with El Salvador and Honduras were never implemented. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Before wrapping up, top stories once again. 185,000 people received COVID-19 vaccine in first phase of immunization program in Nepal. Communication Minister announces to bring relief package for working journalists affected by COVID-19, and thousands gather for second day of protest in Myanmar against military coup. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Till then, have a good day.